Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to a very special edition of the Highfalutin Ski Bum Podcast. It is your lovely, talented, and friendly host, Mario and Brian again. Mario, what is up?
What's up, everybody? We are on our way up for Ski Bum Week 2015.
Ski Bum Week 2015 is alive. It is happening right now as we speak. And we are currently sitting in traffic on the New York State Thruway. No, we're on 87, actually. It's not the Thruway anymore. Or is it the Thruway? I don't know.
It's a highway. It's traffic. That's all I know.
It's traffic. There's a cop ahead. There's flashing lights. There's an accident. People are very excited. But we are on our way en route.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
We are en route to Vermont, to lovely Killington, Vermont, which we should be at, hopefully, in 2 hours if this person starts driving like a human being and not a turnip.
People may get to hear me road rage a little bit.
You might get some road rage.
I'm on the edge right now. I gotta say,
things were going so well until a few minutes ago.
It's really, really boiled up on me. I gotta say.
Yeah. So please check us out, skibumpodcast.com. We're gonna be Instagramming. We're gonna be tweeting. We're gonna be Facebooking. You can get all the information right there, or you just go directly twitter.com/skibumpodcast, facebook.com/skibumpodcast, instagram.com/skibumpodcast. Yes.
We're going to be face tweeting and Insta booking. It's going to be crazy.
All that good stuff. Look for hashtag Ski Bum Week. That's what we're going to be using, going all over the place. We've got our itinerary. We've altered it a bit from last week when we talked about it. Conditions are not ideal.
We're pivoting.
We're pivoting. Exactly. So, keep tabs on us. Let us know. Hit us up. Give us ideas. We're going to be doing a lot of things around the area, and it'll be better if we have you guys around. So, please, hit us up. Let us know what you guys are doing, and we'll let you know what we're doing, and we'll meet up, and we'll make memories together, and we'll have tales to tell at Christmas this year and forevermore.
And now it's time for the weekly flavor.
Yes, the weekly flavor. So, Mario, seeing as how you're driving, what are you partaking in, beverage-wise?
So, my beverage of choice is a nice Starbucks coffee with a shot of Christmas spice in it.
Christmas spice.
So, I'm liking it. It's pretty good. It's non-alcoholic today, but it's still a flavor, and hitting the spot.
A little bit of Yule log in there?
Yeah, maybe Christmas tree or something. I don't know.
Nice.
How about you, bro?
I, too, am partaking in some delicious Starbucks that was acquired at a rest area off the New York State Thruway. I think it's a Christmas blonde roast. A little bit of half and half and a little bit of cinnamon. It is delicious. It is keeping me awake and amped and getting us through the podcast. I'm also partaking in some Arctic Soul water purchased at the same lovely New York State Thruway.
I think that's only available at that rest stop.
I believe it's made from the water of the toilets in the rest area. So,
well, you know, for weekly flavor, we should talk about what we want to be drinking, what we will be drinking in the upcoming week. Maybe a little sip of sunshine, maybe a little Hetty Topper.
I don't even know. Or maybe some crazy new show we don't even know about yet.
That's right. We're going to have to update people on what we drink as we go along.
We'll have a whole log of all the things we've tasted and, you know, cuisine and beer and...
I think I'm going to start a new hashtag, beer hunting, because I like that. It's like deer hunting, but you're hunting for beer.
I like it. So we're in the car, as you can tell, and as we've said before, and this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be, doing some driving during this week because the skiing is going to be mediocre right now. We just looked it up. Killington, where we're going to be doing most of our skiing, has 27 trails open with an average snow depth of about 8 to 12 inches. Pretty weak, especially compared to our first ski news topic out west. They are getting continually pounded with snow. We're just looking at totals this morning. Mammoth Mountain is getting 14 to 20 inches of snow today. Park City is getting roughly 6 inches. Whistler has had, I think, up to 4 feet this week. And Heavenly has gotten 24 inches in 24 hours. So everywhere out west, they're having some epic conditions.
That's crazy.
And I've been looking at photos. My buddy's going up to Whistler next week. And it looks just fantastic. So, you know, they had a pretty rough year last year. We got really lucky last year. So definitely the other side of the coin is being shown.
Yeah. And our buddy Steve is out in Colorado right now. He's at Breckenridge skiing with his daughter, taking on her first big girl ski trip.
Hey, guys. I'm on speakerphone. It's really nice out here at Breckenridge. Having a great time.
So they're at Breck. Steve took his daughter out for, you know, the first big trip out, which would be supposedly it's turned out really nice. They're skiing with his brother and his wife. So it's kind of a nice little vacation they're having. And he's posted some pretty good pictures. They're having good snow. I think they were supposed to get snow last night, right?
They're getting like 5 or 6 more inches, I think, tonight. Yeah.
Damn. Gotta send some of that over here.
Yeah, seriously. So they're saying the reason for all this good stuff is because of El Nino. And we've heard El Nino, that term being thrown around a lot. And they just had a story coming out saying this year is going to be the highest recorded El Nino in history. So, what does that even mean?
I don't like what it means.
There's this magical number that they use to, you know, to determine if it's an El Nino or not. And what that is the Central Pacific Ocean water temperature. And the highest recorded El Nino, since they've been recording it since the 50s, I believe, was in 97-98. And it was 2.8 degrees Celsius, the water temperature. Now, this year, they said back in the end of November, it hit 3.1 degrees Celsius.
Wow.
And what that means is the Southwest, the Rockies, tends to get pounded with snow, and the Southern California, the Southwest down there, gets pounded with water, rain, while the Northeast tends to have a mild... is the temperature of the Central Pacific.
Got to throw some ice cubes in there or something.
They got to do something, yeah.
All right, what else we got?
So, again, sticking with the West, I-70 out in Colorado, their express lane is opening tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the tow road? We talked about that before, right?
Yeah, and it's officially opening tomorrow. It's a 13-mile toll road from Empire to the Veterans Memorial Tunnels. And we were looking at a story, and they were talking about, you know, how the pricing works. It's going to have a surge pricing.
It's crazy.
Similar,
right,
to how Uber works. So depending on how much traffic there is, it'll range from $5 to $15 when you enter the tunnel that'll determine the price you pay for the route.
So the cap is 15 bucks, no more than that?
I think right now, yeah.
That's cool.
And depending on when you enter the tunnel, whatever the pricing is at that time is what it will be. So say you get in, it's $5, and then it goes up immediately to 15, you only pay 5. Same the other way around. If you're in there at 15 and like a little bit in, it drops to 5, you're still paying that 15, that initial price when you first went in.
Wow.
So that was kind of interesting. That's going to start tomorrow. The whole point of this is to alleviate the traffic. They said it could save up to 30 minutes on the drive.
Well, the funny part, if you think about it, right? So if it's really packed, there's probably going to be traffic on it. So you get in at 15, and let's say that you wait in traffic, and then the traffic clears up, the price is going to drop. But you're going to pay the 15 after you wait in traffic.
Exactly.
It's kind of messed up, but I understand it. Try to keep people off the road there.
And you know what? This whole Uber surge model, I think it's going to, you know, we talked about it before, that's probably going to be implemented across a lot of different areas, a lot of different toll roads now, because they're going to be able to make more money on it. And
I can see the New York bridges and tunnels. $30 to go in during rush hour. I mean, it's up to 15 now.
They just jacked it to 15, yeah. So.
Surge pricing, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah. But hey, if it gets out there 30 minutes earlier, what's $15, right?
I mean, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Especially if there's an alternate option for people, so.
Yeah. So another cool ski topic, also coming from out west, is Uber Ski just started this past week out in the Park City, Salt Lake City area.
That's a great idea, dude.
So this was Uber teaming up with Backcountry.com to get all-wheel drive vehicles that service the Salt Lake City to Ogden, Cottonwoods, and Park City areas. Jesus Christ.
Somebody went by about 120 miles an
hour. Motorcycles flying by.
Yeah,
so this Uber Ski kicked off last weekend. Like I said, all-wheel drive vehicles, and you can get it at the Salt Lake City Airport, and I guess anywhere around in the Salt Lake City area. And it'll take you out to, you know, Snowbird Alta, Parkwood,
that's
Park City,
shopping
Ogden.
For a shuttle kind of sometimes sucks in those little towns, you know?
Yeah, when you go out there, I mean, you know, we've taken... Now, I don't know if it's all just based in Salt Lake or if you can get it from other areas. Because I know when last time we went out there, we flew into Salt Lake and then took a shuttle up to Snowbird, stayed there for a couple days, then had to get a special shuttle that went from Snowbird to Park City.
Oh, wow. And you had to do a lot of research to find out which shuttle, right?
Pretty much. I mean, we called the hotel and they recommended one, but we just set up a whole special shuttle for that.
Oh, wow.
And then a trip back from Park City to Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
So now with this Uber ski, it seems like you could just kind of be like, I'm going to book it when I need it. I don't have to worry about this whole special getting, you know, get booking this stuff well in advance.
That's great for the customer and probably for the drivers, because now they don't have to wait. They can just wait for something to come up, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's great for them. It sucks for the shuttle companies.
Yeah. Well, it's the privatization of all the shuttling and the taxis. That's what's happening across the country anyway.
Yeah. So it seems like it's going to, you know, it'll be cool to see the result from this. And I'm sure if it works out well, you're going to see it in a lot of big ski resort towns.
You know, it'd be great. Future. You'd be an Uber driver and a snowplow guy. That's like the perfect marriage right there.
Bloober.
You're plowing. You're Ubering and plowing at the same time.
Oh, it's great. You pick up people on your plow route.
Oh, that would be great.
Like, oh, you snowed in. I'm plowing anyway. Just jump in the truck.
Bloober.
And they keep you awake.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's our ski news for the week. A lot of people are out there skiing now. They don't even deal with upgrades and all that stuff. It's the time. Now is the time. The season has started. And
less hassle, more skiing. That's what I like to hear.
Less hassle, more skiing.
The way life's going.
Yeah. So our topic this week, it's a follow-up to last week, you know, it's Ski Bum Week.
It's here,
finally.
Yeah.
One of our favorite weeks of the year is here. So we are, like I said, we're currently en route to Killington, Vermont. That's where we're going to be, that's going to be our home base. And last week, we mentioned that we were going to go to Stowe and spend some time there. But due to the conditions, the lack of snow, we decided to scrap Stowe.
Pivot.
Unfortunately, we have pivoted. So our plan now is we're going to be up at Killington tonight, Friday, which is the 11th, the Friday, and we are going to be there until Tuesday, and then we're going up to Burlington, which was part of our original plan, but we're now going to stay 2 days in Burlington instead of taking one day up and going to Stowe.
Yeah.
Again,
still doing ski demo day.
Still doing ski demo day at Killington, but, you know, going up all the way to Stowe and having the mountain mock us with the lack of snow,
yeah,
we decided to not even bother. But we are still planning on hitting up Smugs one day.
But there's still a lot of excitement on this end because, I tell you what, we're going to have a lot of cool shit to do. And Killington, we got some contacts we're going to meet up with, and we're going to get some beer. Like, we got a lot of plans.
We got plenty of contacts. We're going to do demo day. Up in Burlington, we got a bunch of breweries we're planning on hitting up. We're going to get in line, get some Heady Topper. We're going to make this a fun kind of like beer quest now.
All right, so top three beers that you're looking for this week. What's your top three?
Well, Heady Topper is obviously in the top three.
All right.
You know what? I've never had anything from Hill Farmstead, so I'm looking forward to trying something from there. And we've had
Sip of Sunshine.
We've had Sip of Sunshine. I want to find the Double Sunshine.
Yes.
The Double Sunshine could be the holy grail of beers.
Do they have it on draft places?
They could.
Because I would love to, like, there's a different, I don't know if anybody else feels the same way, but definitely draft beer is a little bit better than the bottled beer.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
It's not pasteurized, right?
No, it's not.
So it's, I think it changes the flavor slightly, so that'd be cool to find the Sip and the Double on draft somewhere.
Yeah, that would be great. So we're going to see what we can do about that and make that, you know.
Well, you got that, you showed me that new app.
Yeah, Beer Menus. That's an app we've been using lately, and it's cool because, again, it's cool if the bars that are participating in using the app keep their tap selection up to date.
Yeah.
You get this app.
As a customer, I went into a bar, you could update it yourself. You verify if it's still on draft. Because I was at Blue Ale House, the place I go, and I was looking at it, and you can actually verify that it's on tap still. So it's not the place. They can update if they want, but you can update it as a customer, I think.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so what this app does is you can either search by, you know, beer or by location, by bar, and say you're at Killington, where we're going. Type in Killington, it'll show you a list of all the bars, and it'll have a list of all their beers that they have on draft there. You know, on draft and bottles, their selection. And based on what people are doing, the customers, they'll, you know, they can, you know, like Mario just said, verify what's on draft, what they have bottles of, and you can do a search by that, which is great. So say you want to have, you know, Long Trail Limbo IPA while you're up there. Type that in, and it'll show all the beers in the area, or all the bars in the area that carry it, and the last date that it was updated as being available.
Right, verify.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. So it's like social media, like, hey, everybody verify for each other, like, where you can get these beers. I like that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. So we're going to you know, use that and, you know, find, try to find some cool new stuff that we haven't had before. Again, Burlington's got a ton of great breweries there and around there.
We're eyeballing what? Queen City's one, right?
Queen City, Switchback.
Switchback.
Maybe Magic Hat.
Magic Hat's right by Queen City, so we should hit that.
What? Well, Switchback and Queen City are next to each other.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a whole day right there.
Yeah.
See if we get a tour of the brewery or something.
And then there's some cool brew pubs in that area, too.
Nice.
So we're going to have a... we'll have our work cut out for us, and yeah, we're going to take tons of pictures. We've been hitting up Instagram a lot more lately, so we're going to have a lot of photos, a lot of cool, you know, pictures of, you know, menus and bars and stuff that we're trying and things that we like, reviews. So we're going to be pretty active. We're going to, we want to kind of almost make this like a documentation of our whole trip through social media.
Well, if you check that Instagram, a lot of people have liked the picture of the growlers that I had ready.
Yeah, that was nice.
So we got three growlers ready to go. We're going to be bringing some back.
Oh, yeah.
From our beer hunting trip.
Yeah. So that's pretty much our plan.
Yeah, we're going to see Smokes.
We're going to see Smokes. Yeah, we had a free ski pass that we got from the Warren Miller Chasing Shadows that we went to. And it expires on Christmas Day. So we figure we're up there. We might as well make the drive. We might as well give it a try. So
yeah, it'll be fun.
It'll be good.
And then Killington, there's... this guy Mark that we've been talking to, or he works at the at Killington, and we're gonna meet up with him hopefully this week, kind of talk to him about what's going on at Killington Mountain, stuff that they're doing. That should be fun, right?
Yeah, make some new contacts, get some new information, and see what else what'll take us. You know, we'd love to get in touch with some more ski reps. You know, if they want to give us some demo skis or some demo gear, we'd love to try it out. Some guinea pigs.
Well, we know the vocal rep, and he actually told us he was going to be there. So hopefully on demo day we'll catch up. Maybe, you know, demo some good skis. But I really want to see if I can get Brian a trip to drive a snowcat.
Yes.
Or a ride along in a snowcat.
Hashtag snowcat Brian.
So if any ski area wants to take Brian out for a ride along, like cops, you know, you're going to take him for a ride along, you know.
Snowcat, I'm in.
That's right, he's in. I'm not in, maybe, but he's in.
Oh, come on, you want to be in.
Yeah, I'll probably be in, too. Yeah. I could document it.
So, yeah, that's pretty much our itinerary, our outline. We're leaving things kind of wide open. We're going to be doing a lot of, you know, there's definitely flexibility in the schedule, which is the kind of way we're doing it because, you know, again, the conditions are not going to be perfect. And we know this, but we're being positive about it. We're going to hit the terrain park more often, probably. Work on our big air.
Yeah, big air commitment.
Big air commitment.
I'm bringing it back, big air commitment. Every year there's a theme. I think last year was...
Tree commitment.
Big tree commitment. The year before was big air commitment.
It wasn't that big, though. It
wasn't that big. But this year, I think... and the year before that was keep it together, KIT.
Yes.
That was the year I broke my shoulder, so I don't do that anymore. So I think I'm going to do... I think it might be back to big air commitment.
I like it.
We're going to have to see what feels right once we start skiing.
That's true. We go with our gut a lot of times with this stuff.
Well, I started out with a zip bang. You know, I packed the whole car today, and I forgot my poles. And I didn't realize until I picked up Brian, I'm like, all right, I'm going to have to get some crap poles to bang up. That's fine.
Yeah.
But at least I think I have my boots and my skis, so I'm good.
That's the important stuff.
Yeah.
Everything else will be flexible. We'll make it happen.
Well, if I don't have poles, that means I can do the arrows a little bit better. So.
This is true.
Yeah.
This is very true.
But yeah, I think I actually texted out to our former hot tub tender, Natalie, who said she's going to visit us during the week.
Oh.
Her friend Britt is going to be running the hot tub, which... I don't know if we talked about this on the show before. It's a hot tub with a full bar in it, which is kind of crazy.
Well, it's not a full bar.
Not a full bar.
They have beer and wine.
We turn it into a full bar, though.
Well, yes. It's like BYO sort of.
BYO sort of.
BYOS? Bring your own spirit?
It's the strangest thing, but it's magical.
There was one time, we got the private hot tub, and we drank a whole bottle of Whistlepig.
That was crazy.
Well, it was a bunch of degenerates spending 3 hours in a hot tub drinking whiskey.
There's, So some of the people from the Hoboken Ski Club are going to be up this weekend.
Yeah.
And some people from the New York, New Jersey Ski and Board Club are going to be up next weekend. So we're also going to try to connect with them. There's probably going to be some condo parties that we might hit. We're going to catch up with a lot of friends that are up there. So there's a lot of other stuff, which it's kind of good that we're going to have a little extra time to do that.
Yeah. We're going to make this work. one way or another. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a bunch of cool stuff happen, a bunch of cool, you know, pictures, reviews, all kinds of stuff.
And I think with the extra day in Burlington, we might have time to stop so that Brian can try the Vermonster. I want to fucking see that thing.
Oh, the Vermonster.
I want to see you choke down, like, what is it, 50 balls of ice cream?
I believe it's 20 scoops of ice cream.
Oh, there you go.
4 bananas, 4 brownies, a few scoops of walnuts.
Dude, can you even eat 4 bananas?
No, that's the problem. The bananas is the problem. The ice cream I could probably make work.
So without the bananas, you can eat it?
Yes.
All right, let's see.
20 scoops of ice cream.
Just wow.
Like, it'll be just like a warm bucket of like melted ice cream. I'll just drink it later.
That's what's going to happen.
That's still delicious, though.
How about a half? I can see you maybe trying a half. Putting a good dent.
Do I need to have 2 bananas?
Yeah. Oh, it's full.
See, I don't
it's a
want
full
the bananas. One banana. I'll do one banana.
Just tell them to hold the bananas.
Half of a monster, hold the banana.
Hold the banana.
Oh, dude, 10 scoops of ice cream?
I still don't think you can eat
all
that.
All day.
That's a lot of ice cream.
Day.
All right, we'll see. If we do that, I'm going to video that.
Yes.
And that's gonna definitely be on Instagram.
Half of a monster, all day.
Yeah, because Ben and Jerry's is right up there by where we're going, so.
This is true.
May have to hit there.
Yes.
On the agenda.
Yeah, it's on the agenda. Go to SkiBumPodcast.com. There you can get to all of our social media. We're going to be posting all the time this whole week using hashtag SkiBumWeek. You can just follow that hashtag if you want, or follow us on Facebook /SkiBumPodcast, Twitter @SkiBumPodcast, Instagram /SkiBumPodcast. So, now we got the around the horn. All right, so we got a couple topics here. First one, this is Mario. This is your story about Jetman in Dubai. What did this crazy bastard do?
So this crazy bastard, I don't know if it's a couple or it's definitely 2 people. I don't know if it's a girl and a guy, but they took these jetpacks, which I know they've been on they've been like very popular on YouTube. It almost looks like a set of wings on your back.
We've talked about it a few times, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a whole actual jetpack and you fly. So these dudes flew in Dubai. They let them fly right next to a jetliner, like a 747 or something like that, something that big.
So like a commercial jetliner?
Yeah, like a commercial jetliner, an Emirates airliner.
And was the jet aware they were up there?
Yeah, they actually, looked into it. They actually cleared everything with them because I was like, if they did that with passengers in it, that's the most dangerous freaking thing in the world. I was like, who does that? You get sucked into one of those engines, you're taking that plane down and it just wasn't cool. So, and then I looked into it and they actually cleared everything. I was like, all right, well, they cleared it. And it's a good pump, I guess, for Emirates Airline. You know, they get free publicity, but.
Oh, because they need more. Like,
yeah.
They're not sponsoring like 5 soccer teams.
Exactly.
And, you know,
but
all kinds of other stuff.
It looks pretty cool. I mean, they actually flew really close to it and they were flying with it. I was just like, wow, they were that high up. I was like, that is nuts, man. You're talking about like higher than expected, you know what I mean? Like they're that high up flying with the jetliner. It's crazy.
I mean, the jetliner couldn't have been anywhere near maximum.
No, it had to be
altitude, right?
Probably its lowest altitude, but still.
I think, yeah.
That's crazy. Like,
I mean, you can't be that high up, especially if you're going to run out of fuel. I mean, those things don't carry that much fuel, those jetpacks.
And how do they land? Do they, like, put a parachute out?
Yeah, they have a parachute.
Which is, that's pretty wild. It's wild. Yeah. So, that night I was watching more people on wingsuits go, like, you know, 2 feet from things, and it was just crazy.
It's so cool.
Those things are just so terrifying.
So awesome, though.
They were awesome.
Freaking love it. All right, so next up. So, I think most people are aware that there is a new Star Wars movie. I believe it's Star Wars pronounced. Like the cadence.
If you haven't seen anything marketed, I mean, they have it all the way down to even gum.
If you haven't seen every single commercial, pretty much.
Yeah.
Subway and Revlon and, you know, whatever, everything. So there's a new Star Wars movie coming out, and there's this company that has created Star Wars condoms.
Nice.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, that's a perfectly good for your lightsaber, you know? What are
yes.
you going to do with your lightsaber?
Well, that's what they call them, saber sleeves.
Ah, there we go.
They have all kind of little, like, sayings on there, like, I will not be your father.
Luke, I am not your father.
I will not
is
be
proof.
Your father tonight.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Hey, if you want to get a funny laugh in the bedroom for some other reason, that's what you know, you break one of those out.
And you know what? If you're with the kind of girl who's going to laugh at that, that's a keeper.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of girls would be like, that's so stupid.
I don't know what that means.
I don't get it. Are you like Jar Jar Binks or something? Like, I don't know. I don't want you inside me anymore.
You're not going to get me pregnant.
I don't want you inside me anymore. This is gross. You're weird. Just go home, please.
If they laugh uncontrollably, you take that girl and marry her.
That's true. You put a ring on her, you strap those buns onto her head, and take her to the altar.
And you have a wedding ceremony like you're receiving the medals at the end of Star Wars.
You get your dog, you make it look like a little, give a little Yoda mat, right. A little Yoda outfit to it, give it the rings, it can be the ring bearer.
That's right.
Okay, beautiful.
You can address as Chewbacca, you get married.
Why not?
Wookiees get married too.
It's true. I believe the Equal Rights Amendment that went in this year allows Wookiees to marry each other.
That's right. We have cross-species marriage is possible now.
Cross-species marriage. So Star Wars condoms. Go out, get some. May the Force be with you.
I want to see all the sayings. I got to look that up after.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So next, we've got Vice. Vice is getting... They're blowing up. Well, they've been blowing up for a while now, but they're getting even bigger.
So Disney just announced that they have invested another $100 million into Vice on top of what they've already invested. So Disney's blowing up itself because they're just like, they're swallowing up all this media right now.
Yeah.
But you looked up the total valuation of Vice.
So Vice's valuation is between $4.2 and $4.5 billion.
Wow.
That is a lot of scratch.
And that's fathomable.
And then also, they started as a magazine about collecting sneakers.
Nice.
Back in the 90s. That's how they started. And now they've pivoted and become this massive news source and all their spin-offs that they have now, too, like Munchies and Motherboard. And
it's crazy.
They're a whole news network. It's unbelievable.
Well, and the other thing, they have the Vice Channel coming now on streaming, which is going to have... So I looked it up in that article. They actually did talk about some of the premium content they put on HBO because they have the weekly news show. But they're going to have premium content on their channel, but it's going to be different. So they're actually like just creating more content, which is incredible.
So is HBO still going to have the
Vice
show?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Vice is going to have their own channel.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to subscribe to like an HBO Now, right? Where it's like $10 a month or whatever. Is that their plan? Or
I'm not clear if they're. It's probably going to be available without a cable subscription, but it may also be carried on cable. I'm not sure. I gotta look that up, but they're gonna have their own actual channel though, so
that's cool.
Pretty cool. I don't know if they're gonna have regular news or it's gonna be news stories, because the HBO show is great because it's like a nice story format, almost like a 60 minutes where they talk about.
It's 30 minutes.
It's 30 minutes. They do 2 30-minute segments and 60, you know, so it's kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I know we've both been big Vice fans for a long time, and we love the HBO show, and
they just get good content. They dig in. They, like, embed themselves. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, really good content. You know, again, you know, you really can never say anything is not biased, but they seem to present a very less... Well, I mean, they have their agenda. Everyone's got their agenda in news.
Yeah.
You have to realize that all the time. But they definitely have some interesting topics that they bring up that you probably never know about unless you saw this news story that they put out, which is cool.
I mean, they interviewed Putin, man. But, you know, I mean, there's a lot of speculation. You know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, you have to watch them to see if they have a lot of influx from all these investors and other big media companies. Is their agenda going to change? You got to give them the benefit of the doubt right now and just see where it goes, because they put out some good, kind of unbiased, stories out there, which is good to see.
Yeah. A little more alternate, off the radar kind of news. But even when they do, like, mainstream news, they have a different, you know, different way of reporting it, which is, I guess, you know, especially our generation and the millennials, it's something that they are more inclined to pay attention to.
Yeah.
As opposed to like a 60 minutes or an old timey kind of, you know, nightly news format, which is kind of dry and, you know, doesn't really capture people's attention and make them care, which I think that's Vice's, one of their best things they do is they find a way to make people care about the story.
Yeah, and they do, like, there's, like you said, some topics that you don't realize. Some of them are very, like, shocking, sad, like, but eye-opening that, like, holy crap, we've got to do something about it right now. And they do every once in a while. They do some that are pretty funny. Like, one of my favorites from last season is the Rent-A-White
Guy. Rent-A-White Guy, that was great.
It's hilarious. So if you get a chance to you know, just YouTube it, it's free on online.
If you haven't seen Rent-A-White Guy...
Yeah.
The fact that these, all these, you know, Chinese doctors... were waiting to hear this white quote-unquote doctor make his presentation, and the guy was actually an actor with a completely faked
resume. He Googled what he was talking about.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
It's lunacy.
And everybody wanted to take pictures with the white guy. Isn't yes. funny.
These established Chinese doctors were presenting before, and the room was empty. The white doctor comes to present, and it's full.
Yeah.
It's jammed. It's
you got to see it if you get a chance to just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's crazy. And then they have other stories that ones that you don't often think about. They had one about the Pakistan Indian border, and all the nuclear weapons pointed at each other, and the amount of hatred between those two countries.
Yeah.
And that if nuclear war ever does start, it's a damn good chance it'll be from there. The Kashmir region.
Well, they showed the one up in the North Pole, in the Arctic.
Yeah.
Where they're doing the war games, because they're like, that could be another pattern.
Trying to find the minerals. Everyone's trying to, stake claim to all the mineral deposits up there, right?
And they do some disturbing stuff, like the baby one. The baby buying in India.
Oh, that was so horrible. Hard to watch, yeah.
But, yeah, so definitely check out Vice. It's a,
they do
great
some
news
really,
source.
Really cool stuff. So we have one more story. As we're driving in these desolate, dark back roads of upstate New York. So, we've mentioned Bitcoin a few times on the podcast. I'm a big fan. I think it's a really cool technology. It's great seeing how it's been growing.
You got about, 2 million Bitcoins right now?
More like 6 million. Whatever.
6 million.
I don't have 6 million Bitcoin.
Yeah.
So, there was a story kind of this week on Gizmodo, and Wired picked it up, about the possibility of the founder of Bitcoin, the pen name, Satoshi Nakamoto. The founder of Bitcoin has always gone by the name of Satoshi Nakamoto, and they've always tried to find who was. They haven't been able to identify who the founder was.
It's been a goose chase for the last few years, right?
A wild goose chase.
Yeah.
The scumbags at Newsweek put out a story saying they found the guy, and it was just this Japanese American dude living in California who had no idea what they were talking about, and they just showed up
at his door, right?
They put his name and his information out, and people found him. There's all these news, vans and people trying to interview this guy, and he had no idea what it was about. But there's a possibility that they have found the founder, who is identified as Craig Wright, an Australian tech entrepreneur. He's 44 years old. He has several companies. He's been involved in cryptocurrency before. And they said the story in Wired kind of had it broken out how they came about, identifying him as a potential to be the founder. And there was blog posts and emails, and there's this Tulip Trust company that he and his partner, who passed away a couple years ago, have set up, and there's 1.1 million bitcoins in it.
Oh, so that's a smoking gun, huh?
Yeah, and they've identified that on the blockchain. That's been there since possibly the beginning.
Wow.
And it's how else would you have gotten that huge cache of bitcoins unless you were Satoshi Nakamoto, the founder, who originally mined those million plus bitcoins.
Wow.
But there's also a bunch of stories out there that say that this is actually a very clever hoax.
Oh.
So as much as there is information, there's also a bunch of misinformation, and we're not sure if we're ever going to, truly find out if he was the founder or not. But there, I read through the whole article, and it made some very interesting, points and topics. And, it's crazy to think about that this technology that a lot of these big banks are now getting involved in, they're using, because this blockchain is a pretty amazing revolutionary piece of technology.
See, I think we got to get some creepy music to play in the background, and it would have sounded like, God, that all sounds right.
Like tinfoil conspiracy theory.
Yes, the music. Conspiracy music.
Music, it can actually make or break your claim.
That's right.
So it was a pretty cool story. We'll post the links on the show notes. You can check it out. If you have any thoughts, hit us up. And we're going to just get going with Ski Bum Week.
Ski Bum Week, we're almost there.
We're almost there.
Are we going to do first? We're going to eat, right?
We're going to have our ceremonial Ski Bum Week starting dinner.
Outback pizza. Boom.
Yes.
Bacha glue or something?
The god Bacha glue.
Been looking forward to that all week.
All summer. All fall.
I think we're going to eat a pizza each.
Again.
Time to get fat and work it off.
Time to get fat, yes.
Time to get fat.
So Ski Bum Week has begun. We'll be posting, like we said, again, on all of our social media. Please hit us up, skibumpodcast.com. Also from there, go to iTunes, subscribe, rate us. We really appreciate that. We thank you guys for listening. Follow us, hashtag Ski Bum Week, across all of social media. And we will be talking to you frequently along the way during this lovely, joyous time of the year. So guys, thanks again. We'll talk to you soon.
Stay high, stay polluted.
Bye-bye.